Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've been talking about the changes that take place in the lives of our children as they move through this thing called puberty. And of course, if you've missed any of these, as in the past, you're welcome to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to download any of the MP3s that are there. Well, Bruce, we're on the last change today. What is it?
Well, we're going to talk about what's probably the most significant issue of adolescent development, and that's their faith development. And that's because it involves all the other changes that we've been talking about, the cognitive changes, the way we process information, the social changes, the power of friends to influence our behavior as teens. And all of this comes into play when the emerging adult begins to reprocess his or her childhood faith.
What do you mean by reprocessing her faith?
Well, many of us listening today have probably come to Christ as children, and maybe our parents played a key role in our salvation experiences, or maybe it was an adult whom we respected and loved who shared the gospel with us. I know that's true in my own life. I responded to the gospel when my Sunday school teacher shared with me the love of Jesus. I was 8. I understood as a child that God loved me, Jesus died for me, and I could go to heaven if I prayed and asked him to be my Savior. So I did. And I was probably in the back of my heart and mind wanting to please her, my Sunday school teacher, as well as my parents, who I knew loved and trusted Jesus. But as I grew, my faith became tested in the junior and senior high years. I had friends who didn't believe the same way, and I was starting to ask some questions and to process this information in a more abstract way. So the concrete formula of God is great, God is good came into question. And then my sophomore year in college, I had a rededication experience during a spiritual emphasis week, a time when I reprocessed that childhood decision as an adult. I asked myself the question, is the God of my parents and the God of my family going to be my God? And I understood more fully now as an adult the idea of the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross for my sins. And I understood the concepts of God's word more clearly because it's a book written by adults to adults.
So you're saying that most of us as children are most likely going to reprocess our childhood decisions?
More than likely, I think, Cap. It doesn't necessarily need to be a deliberate process that we're going to sit down on a to-do list and say, today I'm going to verify my faith. But we'll begin to ask questions as we hear the word and gospel through these new adult ears and minds that we've been given.
So what can we do as parents?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is obvious. We need to pray some more and have everyone who loves our children pray, because only the Holy Spirit can superintend this process. Then we need to make sure that our faith as parents is genuine. We all know that teenagers can smell out hypocrites faster than anyone else, and they could see right through our faith if it's superficial as well. And then thirdly, we want to allow them to ask some hard questions. How do we really know the Bible's God's word? How do we know that it's really true? And rather than be afraid of those questions, stay engaged and have the dialogue and let them know you appreciate their questions and their desire to make their faith real and genuine. And if you can't answer those questions, encourage them to chat with someone who can. And here's where a good, solid youth ministry can be a great ally to us as parents. Encourage your kids to hang out with other kids who believe and love the Lord. And the power of peer pressure is going to work in this decision, too. And don't be jealous of the other significant adults who come into the lives of your kids. Listen, they're pursuing autonomy. They want to see if other adults who they love and deem to be credible love God and believe God's word. And they want to find people who believe the way they want to believe.
So what you're saying is that we want to encourage and empower a lot of these teens to participate in a good youth ministry.
Absolutely. Let's not use withholding youth ministry as a discipline. You know, let them have the car that night to get out there.
Well, thank you, Bruce. This has been very helpful. And if you'd like to get more information on these changes, we want to invite you out to our workshop, What's Happening to My Tweenager, on October the 31st. That's a Saturday at Community Bible Church. You're welcome to go out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get some information and register as well. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.